Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update Podcast, your daily source for live updates on the Bitcoin market. Buckle up, Buttercup, as we delve into current Bitcoin technical analysis, track Bitcoin, BTC prices, explore market capitalization trends, and analyze market supply. Stay ahead of the curve with our comprehensive coverage of the ever-evolving world of Bitcoin. In today's episode, we'll cover Matic's rise before Polygon 2.0 rollout, successful NFT sales, the Magic Johnson-backed fantasy football AI platform, competition between Claude 2, ChatGPT, and Google Bard, the launch of Grand Saga, Unlimited, South Korea's crypto disclosures mandate, Bitcoin price analysis, Vanguard's purchase of a stake in Bitcoin miner Riot, the peak of Bitcoin's supply with growing institutional interest, the shutdown of the largest Algorand DeFi, Grayscale's criticism of the SEC, the Brazilian CBDC allowing account manipulation, and the latest updates on the crypto bill from senators. Matic is on the rise, with a 9% surge ahead of the Polygon 2.0 rollout. The network's growth is bouncing back, possibly due to increased on-chain activity and the conclusion of a $66 million sell-off by bankrupt Celsius. This positive momentum is good news for Polygon. In other news, an NFT-powered animated series created by Dan Harmon, called Crapopolis, has finally been given a premiere date. The associated NFT collection has already generated nearly $1 million in sales. It's fascinating to see how crappy NFTs are infiltrating various industries. LOL. Speaking of NFTs, SimWin Sports, backed by Magic Johnson, is infusing fantasy football with artificial intelligence and NFTs. They aim to bridge the gap between esports and fantasy sports by offering a 24/7 virtual football league. This innovative approach adds a new dimension to the fantasy football experience. Are you a Minecraft enthusiast? Well, now you can earn Bitcoin for playing the game. The Satlantis Minecraft server has partnered with Bitcoin payments startup Zebedee to give out over 1 million Satoshis per week. It's an exciting way to combine gaming and cryptocurrency. Unfortunately, not all news is positive. Rodeo Finance, a Layer 2 DeFi project, was hacked for 472 Ethereum, resulting in a theft of approximately $888,000. These incidents highlight the need for enhanced security measures within the crypto industry. Ever wondered what play-to-earn, P2E, games are? Unlike traditional games, where in-game items are owned by the game creators, NFTs allow players to own the unique assets they acquire. This concept has gained popularity and is transforming the gaming landscape. The UK government has decided to exclude unbacked cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin from its digital securities sandbox initiative. However, they do not plan to modify the existing legislative framework for derivatives. This decision highlights the importance of regulations in the crypto space. In other news, the first ever engineer has been charged in a decentralized exchange hack case. Shakib Ahmed allegedly used his expertise to defraud and steal $9 million in crypto. This case sheds light on the security vulnerabilities within decentralized systems. There are also controversies surrounding high-profile figures in the crypto industry. An FTX executive is being investigated for illegal donations to his girlfriend's congressional campaign. The FBI carried out a raid while examining the political activities of Sam Bankman-Fried. Another unfortunate incident involves the disappearance of $103 million from the former AniSwap platform. The hack is suspected to be an inside job, according to Chainalysis. These incidents emphasize the need for robust security measures in the cryptocurrency space. Lastly, there are discussions about whether Binance, a major player in the crypto industry, is too big to fail. The industry has endured significant challenges in the past, but the potential downfall of Binance could have lasting consequences. It's a reminder that even giants can face significant hurdles. On a more technical note, Glassnode suggests that Bitcoin has formed a sturdy foundation below $30,000. Based on historical patterns, they believe Bitcoin may trade sideways for several months. This stability could pave the way for future growth in the crypto market. Today, we're diving into some exciting news and developments across the tech and cryptocurrency landscape. First up, we have Anthropic's new AI chatbot called Claude 2, which is generating a lot of buzz. Anthropic claims that Claude 2 can handle up to 100K of context, but the question remains, will it be enough to compete with the likes of ChatGPT and Google Bard? It's an interesting battle to watch. In the gaming world, there's a new MMORPG on the horizon called Grand Saga, Unlimited. This open-world anime game allows players to fight creatures using guns, melee weapons, and magic. Gamers are eagerly anticipating its launch on Aptos. Shifting to the world of cryptocurrencies, we have some intriguing developments. Arkham CEO Miguel Morel is defending their Docs to Earn program. Morel states that Arkham strictly focuses on publicly available information to draw connections about the ownership of wallets. Meanwhile, 7-Eleven is serving up free Slurpee NFTs, marking another snack food brand entering the world of Web3. In regulatory news, South Korea is set to mandate crypto disclosures in financial statements. The country's financial regulator will enforce new guidelines starting in January, requiring firms to disclose a range of information related to cryptocurrencies. There's also some drama in the crypto lending space. Bankrupt Celsius is demanding that Stakehound return $150M worth of Ethereum, Polygon, and Polkadot. It seems that a significant amount of Celsius's Ethereum was locked up with the staking platform. And lastly, we can't ignore the price movements of popular cryptocurrencies. Will ADA explode above 30 cents this week? What should we watch for in Bitcoin's price in Q3 2023? XRP is consolidating under a 50 cents resistance level, and Ethereum has seen a 5% weekly tumble. Meanwhile, Robert Kiyosaki predicts a massive surge to $120,000 for Bitcoin in 2024, claiming the demise of the US dollar. In other news, investment giant Vanguard Group has bought a 10% stake in Bitcoin miner Riot. Lastly, the approval of a spot BTC ETF would reportedly be hard to resist, according to a former SEC chair. It's clear that the Bitcoin world is full of excitement and possibilities. Hey there. Let's dive into some interesting news from the crypto world. Bitcoin sure is making waves with its unmoved supply reaching new heights. It seems like institutions are showing a lot of interest in Bitcoin, which could be driving this surge. On the other hand, we have Algorand's largest DeFi protocol shutting down. It's always unfortunate to see operations come to a halt. Grayscale is calling out the SEC for approving leveraged Bitcoin futures ETFs while denying spot trading. It's a bit of a double standard, don't you think? And speaking of regulatory concerns, there are reports of a potential Brazilian CBDC that could allow the government to freeze or manipulate accounts. That raises eyebrows for sure. Paradigm is criticizing the SEC's actions against Bittrex in a new filing, highlighting some disagreements there. But that's not all. Arkham, a platform, might have accidentally revealed personal information of its users. Yikes. They might have some explaining to do. Moving to Singapore, we have Temasek, a prominent investment giant, pausing its crypto efforts due to regulatory uncertainty. It's a bummer when companies have to hit the brakes because of unclear regulations. However, Senators Lummis and Gillibrand are proposing an updated bill that classifies crypto assets as commodities, which could provide some clarity. In the market watch, SOL has re-entered the top 10 after a solid 15% surge, while BTC is currently sitting below $31,000. It's always fascinating to see these price movements, and when it comes to mining stocks, they have been performing exceptionally well this year, outperforming spot BTC prices by a significant margin. There have been some noteworthy developments too. SIBO has reached a surveillance agreement with Coinbase for spot Bitcoin ETFs, and FTX is claiming to be online with its services. Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust discount has also narrowed down to its lowest level since May 2022, which is worth noting. Shifting our focus to South Korea, regulators there want companies to disclose their crypto holdings from next year. It seems like transparency is becoming a key theme in the industry. And speaking of holdings, Vanguard Group, a major asset manager with over $7 trillion in assets under management, has purchased a 10% stake in Bitcoin miner Riot Platforms. It's always interesting to see big players making moves in the crypto space. Finally, we have Joe Rogan, who recently mused about a future where Bitcoin becomes the only money worth anything. It's a thought-provoking statement that sparks the imagination. Will we reach a point where Bitcoin reigns supreme? That wraps up our discussion for today. Stay tuned for more exciting updates from the world of cryptocurrencies. In today's episode, we covered a range of topics, including Matic's impressive performance, the booming NFT market, exciting developments in the world of AI platforms, South Korea's push for crypto disclosures, Bitcoin price analysis, and a major investment in a Bitcoin miner. We also discussed the latest updates on Bitcoin supply, the closure of a major Algorand DeFi project, Grayscale's criticism of the SEC, Brazil's CBDC progress, and the recent changes to the crypto bill by senators. Please support us on Fountain.com, Nostr.build, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Pandora, Samsung Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, and many more by adding a like, share, or subscribe for the Bitcoin Street Journal. Thanks for listening and your support. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.